This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
From the front lines of the fake news award, I mean, he's the guy that delivers, he's the guy that keeps his promises. Even mainstream media has to admit that now. Yeah, they're big fake news. He's racist, with the lowest black unemployment ever recorded. That's old news. It's in 17 years. Now it's ever recorded since Bureau of Labor Statistics. And it's good numbers for everybody if you want to work. I don't care what color they are, lazy. So there's CNBC, record low black unemployment. And, you know, I'm all for that type of affirmative action for these deindustrialized urban areas, you know, the Rust Belt. Trump is incentivizing companies to move there. And they're incentivizing folks to, and that's like the White House. Kelly said, listen, we're not getting a lot of resumes for women and minorities. She said, you're qualified, you're getting a job, and you do a good job, you're going to be in charge. And that's how Trump operates. So I got all the awards for women's groups, gay groups, African-American groups, because he opened up golf courses. You can believe this, 35, 40 years ago, this was still going on, that no blacks were allowed at. That's just amazing. Or Jews. You know, there's this whole thing that Jews write everything, and then there was at least the golf courses just 20, 30 years ago, when it stopped, that Jews couldn't go to. But, I mean, those blue blood things are so elitist, it's just unbelievable. The point is that everything you hear about Trump is not true. And it's not some butt-kissing contest here. It's like Stephen Colbert said, I know that the Trump's genitals aren't small because I'm too busy kissing his butt all day. You know what? I'm trying to have prosperity and freedom, and I guess I'm kissing the truth's butt. And, you know, Colbert says that Trump's mouth is the, you know what, holster for Vladimir Putin's genitals. That's all funny to him. And I just simply say, why? Because the media attacked Trump's genitals and said he said big red button because he has small genitals. Remember all that? And then they took it out of context like I was just bringing up his genitals. And I get it. It makes it funny, but it's all lies. They didn't take what I said to make it funny. They edited it to make it funny. They made it look like he's crazy, just out of the blue going, I got a big red button and I got powerful nukes. Kim Jong-un said, we're going to nuke you. We're going to first strike you. We got a red button on my desk. And Trump said, well, we got a bigger red button and ours works. And it brought North Korea to the table. So that's all coming up. We're going to take your calls with Roger Stone. He loves taking calls. But I tell you, what a cliffhanger. They're now going to say Trump choked. Trump backed off on the fake news awards. He could be baiting them like a few weeks ago. Then he moves it again and they go, oh, you're scared. Oh, you're not going to do it. He's either baiting them so that it's really big when he has it. And he knows they'll say he choked or he's scared when it's such a great extravaganza. Or what I think has happened if he doesn't go live at 4:00. There's a big crisis with North Korea or the Middle East right now. And he's in a situation room in the bunker. And he's been pretty quiet on Twitter. Let's pull up his Twitter, let's put the president's Twitter on screen. Yeah, no tweeting for a while. 21 hours, 7 hours, Eric Trump on Fox and Friends. That went out this morning. Let's scroll down. And 21 hours ago, executive order protecting nation from foreign terrorists. And if you scroll down, new report. On DOJ, DHS, 3 and 4 individuals convicted of terrorism-related charges are foreign-born. We have submitted to Congress a list of resources and reforms. Got to stop bringing in terrorists. Today is my honor to welcome President of Kyrgyzstan. Okay, so nothing, really nothing substantive in 24 hours. So, yeah, the president's gone dark. He's either trolling them and is going to show up at like 4:30 late after it reaches fever pitch to punk them, or there's a national security crisis going on. You can bet your bucks that's what's happening. And here's the good news. In the next 2.5 hours, we're going to find out, and InfoWars is covering it live, unfiltered. MSM will twist whatever happens. We will be there covering it live, taking your phone calls, going over your nominations, showing video clips of the fake news. We are the People's Choice Awards. And we go on whether the president does or not. So, Kevin in Canada. Dan in Indiana, Mike in North Dakota, everybody, I'm going bam, bam, bam when we come back. NewsWars.com, NewsWars.com, spread that link.
Fuel your body with Carnivore, the new digestive enzyme product by InfoWars Life. Digestive enzymes assist in the digestion process and increase the bioavailability of nutrients by breaking down foods into easily absorbable components. They also help prevent discomfort from indigestion caused by fermentation of undigested food particles in the gut. Digestive enzyme production declines as we age. Carnivore is filled with digestive enzymes like those naturally present in the body. Enjoy the full potential of protein-rich foods again. You can eat protein-heavy foods now while minimizing the later indigestion and discomfort commonly associated with high meat diets. Just one pill with every high-protein meal helps increase the bioavailability and absorption of amino acids, the building blocks to your muscles. Carnivore also contains digestive enzymes to help digest fats and carbohydrates so you can fully digest all types of meals. Don't let a meal go to waste. Use Carnivore by InfoWars Life. Head to InfoWarsLife.com and secure your bottle now. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
$50,000 Anthrax!
Anthrax!
And radio!
And radio!
We are back live. I am your host, Alex Jones, co-hosting with Roger Stone. We'll be co-hosting right into the war room with Owen Schroyer, Rob Dew, and many others today, because this is the People's Choice Fake News Awards, the first annual for 2017, held on Wednesday, January 17th, 2018. Now, Roger Stone, obviously former head of the Trump campaign, Trump confidant for 43 years, has given us incredible intel on what's going on with the president. He's going to break exclusive news right now on the FISA court and what happened last week in that vote and the tweets that went back and forth that were contradictory. And he's also going to get into the mind of the president to understand how real he is. That's why they hate him. And it's not flip-flopping. It's influenced by evidence in his gut. And he's got other big breaking news. We're going to continue with your calls and your nomination for the fake news awards. I asked Roger during the break, I said, do you think he's trolling him? 8 days ago, canceling it or moving it back. Then today, not saying anything. They say, oh, you're scared. There's no fake news. There is a ocean of them in fake news that we've been going over. We're going to recap here. But this is just amazing. And I know you haven't talked to him in a little while, so we don't have any intel on that particularly. But I like to give people the big news right up front. There's always more big news coming. We don't like the cliffhanger folks here. They call that plant the hook in radio where you say coming up. We still say coming up because there is something coming up, but there's just coming up, coming up, coming up. We give it to you up front. So Roger Stone, my friend, let's go ahead and get into the big news you were telling me during the break.
Well, several things have happened, Alex. I, as you know, was in Washington on Monday. And had an opportunity to talk to a number of my sources inside the administration. You'll recall that the president was watching Fox and Friends when he saw Judge Andrew Napolitano make a compelling case against the reauthorization of the Surveillance Act by the Congress last week, essentially re-upping the Patriot Act and the broad surveillance put in place by the Bushes after 9/11, and correctly, as Trump said, used to spy on the Trump campaign, spy on the Republican candidate for president of the United States. The president put out a very strong tweet that caused heads to explode at the NSA and in the Congress. General Kelly got Paul Ryan on the phone with the president, and they convinced him to reverse himself. Now, I learned yesterday that the president subsequently sent the message to Judge Napolitano, that he agreed with him, but he felt his hands were tied. So it is yet another example of the deep staters around the president, whose instincts are so unerringly good, just his gut instincts, and these quislings that are around him, I think, disserve him. It's a perfect example. The FISA reauthorization yesterday came very close. It had to do with the absence of John McCain, but we were within a vote or two. The greatest disappointment, Alex, is that the amendment carried by Ron Paul and Democrat Ron Wyden to the surveillance vote in the Congress that I just referred to failed narrowly. That would have required a warrant if the deep staters want to spy on an American citizen.
And let's be clear. We, under the Constitution, can spy on foreign powers, foreign individuals, but they're admittedly using it for total control. Google, Facebook, and Twitter are spying on people. They're bigger than the NSA. Twitter is basically run by the communist Chinese. That just broke, just like Hollywood is. That's the news. Veritas bomb to drop at Infowars.com, and DrudgeReport.com has it up right now as well. The University of Texas, they caught the Chinese communists taking it over last week. That's even the Washington Post. And we have communist Chinese coming out of our ears here while they obsess over Russia all day. This is unbelievable. I mean, I've been told it is the Chinese, communist. It was Michael Savage had his, he's always in the top 10 New York Times bestseller. They printed tens of thousands of his first book on China. Then the publisher got threatened. They would not ship it to the stores 2 years ago. So it is just massive censorship. And then Flake has the nerve to get up there and say, if the president criticizes media when they attack him, he's Stalin, and that's book burning and authoritarianism. So to have our free speech, or the president to have free speech, to talk to that, I mean, if I was going to have somebody cast to play a loan shark or a criminal in a movie, I'd hire Jeff Flake. I mean, he comes off like a serious serial killer or bank robber. I mean, I'm sorry, he just looks like one and acts like one. But anyways, getting back to what I was saying, it's just sick. It's just sick to see this crap. And the more I love the president as he is embattled like a lion surrounded by hyenas, it makes me sick. The lowest black unemployment ever. The veterans getting twice as many visits now and getting privatized care. The veterans getting their biggest pay increase ever. The border 70% controlled. The 26,000 stock market. NAFTA being renegotiated. TPP pulled out of. On and on and on and on and on. Davos meeting saying they got to stop America and Trump. And the communist president saying he'll help defeat Trump. I mean, it's insane. It's so obvious whose side he's on. What side is America? What side are these millennials? What is their problem? What don't they want prosperity and freedom, damn it?
You know, I must say, Alex, the Davos thing surprises me. The only reason the president should go to Davos is to announce that everyone there is under arrest. This is a conclave of international criminals and corporatists who have been feeding the deep state and the two-party duopoly. These are the globalists.
No, I agree, but I don't buy the media going, oh, look, he betrayed you. He's going to a globalist meeting. He goes to the G20 and G7 and gets in their face and doesn't wear their pin.
He's going to take a victory lap. He's going to stick it up their teaster. I understand Trump entirely, and I kind of like it because he's about to crash their little tea party. But continuing with the breaking news here, Alex, I have also had sources confirm for me that in the very near future, General H.R. McMaster will get his fourth star and be packed off to the Korean front to work on an upcoming activity in Korea. I'm not sure what that could be. And are you ready for the kicker? Dina Powell is pushing Condoleezza Rice to be the national security advisor in the Trump White House. Now, this was overheard at a party at Cafe Milano, a going-away party for Dina Powell.
Wow.
Dina Powell, you'll recall, is the Arabist neocon who worked in the Bush White House, who became McMaster's right-hand henchwoman. She certainly is not, by any stretch of the imagination, a non-interventionist like the president. I believe that she was forced out for leaking. But there's going to be a serious play to try to put Condoleezza Rice back in the White House. This boggles the mind. This is the woman who is the architect of the Iraq War. I cannot believe the president will go for this, but they are going to try to sell it to him.
This is the same woman that got a call from Mayor Willie Brown not to fly on 9/11, who worked directly with Saudi Arabia, covering up their role in the 28 pages in the September 11th attacks.
Her best friends are Huma Abedin and Cheryl Mills. So what more do we need to say? Also, Joy Ann Reed. This is a cabal. Now, she is a consummate brown noser. She's done an extraordinary job of trying to suck up to the president. and she can be very charming. There is the...
Yeah, I heard... I mean, let's get there. I mean, I heard her and Dubby had a relationship.
I don't think that's true, actually. I think that that was Al Gore's smear. I can explain that to you when we're off camera. But more importantly, the graphic we just showed was the legal Secretary of State on the right, Rex Tillerson, and on the left, the de facto Secretary of State. Yeah,
that's what you've been saying for a year. She's the shadow Secretary of State.
Yes, I think that's true. And that's why we're still in Afghanistan, despite the president's correct instincts. It's time to get out of there.
The big news is McMaster packed off to be the new MacArthur in the giant war with North Korea. We'll talk about that and go directly to your phone calls in the middle of the People's Choice Fake News Awards 2017. And in the next 2 hours, will the president cancel his fake news? Will he make that fake news? I don't think so, but we'll see together.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Here's a special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. Call the Federal Tax Management Helpline that has been set up for you, 800-503-8625. Stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. Once you've qualified and enrolled, the IRS will stop all the collection activities against you. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and significantly reduce or eliminate your tax burden. The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements and other favorable programs. You may qualify for substantial savings, so get the help you need. If you owe more than $10,000 in taxes, call for free information and to see if you qualify. Take down the number now for the Federal Tax Management Hotline, 800-503-8625. That's 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
To this segment. I promise to go back to your calls and get your nominations for fake news. I want to get Rogers as well. There's so many. But big stuff behind the scenes is why I'm late getting back sometimes. Makes my head spin. A lot of big news breaking at NewsWars.com. A lot of news breaking at InfoWars.com. One reason we have NewsWars.com is Twitter, Facebook, Google, and others really hate InfoWars. They try to block the spread of that. But NewsWars, you can slip through on them a lot easier. This is a day-by-day war. But just recapping the bombshells that you were telling me during the break, this is an exclusive, Roger, what you're about to give people. So more on this Condoleezza Rice situation. But first, on Davos, the head of Davos says Trump is leading a global rebellion against globalism with populism and admit he is their main enemy. So why would Trump travel to the foot of the seat of power of Mordor?
He's doing a victory lap. He wants to stick it up their keister. They're losing. He's winning. These are the people, Alex, who said he would never be president. These are the people who said the stock market would crash if he became president. These are the people who thought he would lose the Electoral College or a recount. They despise him because he emboldens or he embodies a reform agenda. It's not an agenda they like because it entails American sovereignty, American exceptionalism, American independence, and that's not part of their program, as you well know. So the president is going there, I think, to rub their nose in it. I love it.
We just put on screen an article from 366 days ago, one day before this last year, where the Chinese president promised to go there to prop up globalism, the Chinese dictator. Once he got there, he pledge to stop Trump and stop nationalism. Well, here we are 366 days later. That's blown up in his face spectacularly. I am so proud of supporting Trump. I am so proud with going with my gut. I am so proud of the audience. I am so proud of you, Roger.
Well, Alex, also breaking is this enormous tug of war that's going on between inside the White House, where incredibly, the president's lawyers, Dowd and Ty Cobb, are urging him to grant an interview with special counsel Robert Mueller. This is the most obvious perjury trap I have ever seen. Whereas you have outside legal experts from Judge Napolitano on the right to Alan Dershowitz on the left.
No matter what the president does, he's going to say it's perjury according to the God Emperor Mueller.
There's no way in the world he should go and give these guys what they're looking for. It's all a game where they try to catch you in some little inconsistency that they can then try to conflagrate into a firestorm. This is really not sound political advice. I really hope the president will decide to tell Mueller to pound sand. The only reason that Mueller wants to interview him is to discuss the termination of James Comey as the FBI director. That's why Steve Bannon has been subpoenaed by Mueller. That is why some of the people who
and it's their last shot. Why step on a hand grenade? Why step on a landmine that creature laid for him?
Well, not only that, the other thing that's interesting is we've now gone full cycle. This started with Comey's firing. Then we took this detour into Russian collusion. Oops, we didn't find anything. Now we're right back at James Comey. You know what it tells me? Mueller's got nothing. He's got this trumped up process charge, as I've said for some weeks now, but it is essential the president pour wax in his ears. He should not listen to these dummies he has.
Absolutely. He's already gone too far bending over to this. He has a unitary executive. He has at least equal power to the other branches. And these people have no public support. They're laughing stocks. He ought to chew him out about, he ought to interrogate him about Fusion GPS and about, the Justice Department waiver he got to be involved with Russia. And interrogate him about Deputy Director McCabe and how he was involved fixing the fake info. And he ought to demand an apology out of his ass and videotape it. The only way he ought to have him in there is to march his ass in there in front of the carpet and chew his butt out.
Now, I could not agree more. It would be a sight to see. As you know, the Trump Justice Department and the Trump Central Intelligence Agency are still trying to figure out how to arrest Julian Assange for the alleged crime of publishing classified documents. Yet Donald Trump's personal lawyers in the lawsuit against me and Donald Trump by Project Democracy are arguing,
which, by the way, even liberal publications admits is beyond McCarthyism and admits to destroy free speech and complete made-up crap, just insane asylum BS.
Absolutely true. But isn't it odd that the president's personal lawyers are arguing in one court that the publication by WikiLeaks violates no law, while his Justice Department and his CIA director are arguing that Assange should be detained and prosecuted? How's that one for inconsistency?
All right, we got to go to calls as promised, but let's just briefly, and then we'll go right back to calls, I promise. Here in the Fake News Awards, the people's choice, whether Trump shows up an hour and a half or not, we're covering it all live here. That's the bottom line. Spread the links. Record audience tuning in right now on those streams. Record audience this year so far. Getting back to this, Condoleezza Rice, I mean, that shows you how isolated. They admit their main job is to keep your info and my info away from the president. He still sneaks off and calls you sometimes, but I know it's harder and harder to get a hold of him. I mean, Condoleezza Rice, the neocon architect, I mean, I hope this isn't a race card thing he's doing. There are a lot of really qualified black people that could be a national security advisor.
No, there's no question, but this woman has a horrific war record as a warmonger. And she bears responsibility for the Iraq war. Do you think she voted for Donald Trump? I wouldn't bet on it. She's part and parcel of the Bush family machine.
Why doesn't he bring in Alan West or something? That guy's super smart in the combat vet and everything else.
You know what? They'd be better off with John Bolton. John Bolton may have been a neocon, but that's because he was reflecting the views of his boss.
But he's still fiercely anti-globalist.
And he endorsed and campaigned aggressively for Donald Trump when all the other country club Republicans cut and ran for the high grass. So I think Bolton gets credit for sticking in the fort and standing up for the party nominee. He worked very hard giving surrogate speeches for Trump.
But that's still saying a lot because Bolton's got serious issues. You're right. Compared to Rice, he's better.
Well, I mean, it is like night and day. You're going to have a big turnover here, I think, in the Trump administration. There's going to be a reshuffling of the deck chairs very shortly. It appears that Gary Cohn, for example, the president's economic advisor, is all dressed up with no place to go. It is now believed that McMaster will go to take this, get his 4-star and go to the Korean front.
I was about to say, that's the good news. Even CNN admits in this executive time for 4 hours in the morning, he reads documents, makes phone calls, watches TV, surfs the internet, and then makes decisions himself. So even though they've surrounded him, he still's making most of the decisions. We're going to come right back and go to phone calls. But I think it's time to take a run at the Clintons again and to bring Danny Williams back on. That just hit me. I want to talk about that as well, the whole Me Too fiasco.
Alex Jones here with an extremely exciting announcement that will be a gift to yourself and a gift to the info war to fight the globalists and live in a free society. Several years ago, I set out with top formulators in the U.S. to create the strongest, most concentrated, over-the-top stamina, libido, workout, brain formula that is safe. I know from using this myself the last few months and from seeing my friends and family use it that this new product is going to end up being the number one best-selling product in info. InfoWarsLife.com because it works so well. This is a gift you want to give yourself, and then rest assured you're funding the InfoWar, so it's a total, absolute, sure win, no lose equation. Try Alpha Power, exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com for yourself. Ladies and gentlemen, it's non-GMO. It's for your brain. It's for sports. It's for activities, and it's made in the USA. Get your Alpha Power today at InfoWarsLife.com. Everybody needs to try Alpha Power today.
Hello, my name is Marjorie Wildcraft. I'm the founder of The Grow Network, which is an online community of people who produce their own food and medicine. We are really into backyard self-reliance. If you want this lifestyle, I suggest your first step be to learn some basic home medicine. Just the other day, my 18-year-old son came to me and said, "Mama, I got a sore throat. Can you fix me up?" And I said, "Sure, Ryan," and in about 24 hours, he was better. The best home medicine for you to start out with is garlic. It's an amazing natural antibiotic, and I can show you how to use garlic to handle ear infections, sore throats, colds, and flus. As a way for you to get to know a little bit more about me and the Grow Network, I've written up an easy introduction on how to use garlic. It's at gcnwellness.com. Now, the station manager told me that I needed to say the URL at least twice, even though it feels kind of weird. But if you're interested in backyard self-reliance, you are one of us. Go to www.gcnwellness.com and let's connect up.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect and may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Roger Stone normally hosts this hour, and I'm co-hosting it with him. He's going to be on showing it with us a little bit in the next hour, and we've got Owen Schroyer coming in. Scheduled an hour and a half, the president, an hour and 27 minutes to be precise, is scheduled to do what he's been talking about for several weeks. That is this fake news awards that is just total genius, the president's idea. We were the first to implement it, Rob Dew and Owen, right after he talked about it a few months ago. But now it's the president supposedly going to do it. And I know there are arguments if he is going to put the kibosh on it for now. Lay low, the whole crap hole comment and all the rest of it. But you got to do what you're going to do. You got to do what you said you'll do. And the media is not going to leave you alone if you don't go after him. They've had Flake come out and say it's authoritarian for the president to stand up for himself when they tell lies. So we're going to be looking at all of that briefly. We had 60-plus products at 50% off. We had more than 10 products at 60% off. Most of those products sold out or got so close to selling out because year end that we put them back to regular price till more comes in. It may be months till we get some of those best selling items back in, but we have a whole bunch of our best selling products that are still at 50% off. And again, that is Survival Shield X2, Secret 12, Super Male Vitality. If you scroll down, there's three others that are still 50% off there. Caveman is incredible, folks. Next level protein powder with all the key essence of the bones. That's why it's got 2,000 plus reviews, 4.6 review. Caveman is just amazing. InfoWarsLife.com, InfoWarsStore.com, or 888-253-3139. And the new item, but I'm not going to belabor because I want to go to your call. You should go read about dealing with seasonal issues, with the sinuses, with all the pollen and stuff out there that, you know, irritates people so badly. Go read the summary of Pollen Block and how it is the patented, proven, proprietary secret system developed in France with Japanese quail. They found a long time ago that said certain diets, they produce a secret food ingredient. So this is even in the drug class or the supplement class that has been known to just knock out seasonal discomfort massively. I take Claritin D or Zyrtec D, and it works, but, I mean, it's like speed. I can't take it. I turn into a jerk. I'm already like this, just having, you know, a cup and a half of coffee today. Okay, I don't need it. So I can't take it. I mean, that's the few times I actually blow up, you know, here at the office or whatever, is when I'm on that or on air. That's not fake when I blow up. I mean, I'm almost always on something for those issues. But Pollen Block, incredible. And you just got to remember to take it every day during the time. There's a lot of dust out there, whatever time of year, different things, types of pollen affect you. And it is amazing. Seasonal discomfort support. And it's 51% off. That's what it came to. $34.95. It's a great deal. $17.76. It's 51% off. Declare independence against all that garbage today and help support the second American revolution globally. We're going to calls right now. But just briefly, Roger, looking at what's happening with Trump, And looking at his agenda going through and how they just keep attacking and keep getting worse and all the things that are happening and all the things that are going on, what would you say the mood of the globalist is right now as the stock market hits 26,000 and all the rest of this? I mean, that's really how he proves himself is delivering. Black unemployment, the lowest ever. I keep harping on this. Good Lord, this is messianic what's happened.
What I see, Alex, from the deep staters and the establishmentarians is fear. This past week, the president appointed John Berman as the U.S. attorney for the Southern District of New York. That includes New York City, replacing Preet Bharara, one of the most corrupt prosecutors in American history. Now we learn that Senator Gillibrand has blue-slipped Mr. Berman's appointment, which means the president has appointed Berman. Berman can serve for 128 days, and then his nomination either has to be sent to the Senate or withdrawn. Senator Gillibrand has announced her intention to blue slip him, which means through senatorial courtesy, the Senate Judiciary Committee would not hear Berman's nomination. Sadly, Senator Chuck Grassley has announced that he will honor the blue slip. He has not honored a blue slip for some judicial appointments. What is this all about? Well, they say it's about the fact that Berman, at some point in his career, did some legal work for Deutsche Bank, and Deutsche Bank was a large lender to Donald Trump's real estate endeavors. I don't see the conflict, unless, of course, you think that the Russians laundered money through Deutsche Bank, which there's no evidence whatsoever.
Well, that's like saying if I had a bank account with Bank of America in high school, I got rid of it, but I did. It was the first one I got. That somehow decades later, I couldn't hire somebody that worked at Bank of America. Meanwhile, the Clintons literally put all their own cronies in, have foreign governments give them money in emails directly for paper play. Like, you give me $2 million, you get this. That's not an issue. Wow. And of course, the Democrats admit they're trying to block all these new appointments to sabotage the Make America Great Again movement.
Now, what's particularly disappointing here is the backstory of what Gillibrand is really doing. The last thing that Chuck Schumer wants is an independent prosecutor in New York City, because a first-year law student could take a list of Chuck Schumer's campaign contributions and the dates of them and the list of his votes in the United States Senate, and you would very quickly see that Chuck Schumer can be bought and very, very cheaply. There's a direct correlation. So they have always fought to make sure that they have a prosecutor in New York City who's in the tank, who won't look at
Trump. What you're saying is Trump getting an honest actor in there could tip the entire thing of dominoes in the giant globalist nest of people that have invaded the great state of New York and New York City.
Well, what we now know, unfortunately, that Senator McConnell and Senator Grassley say they're going to honor this senatorial hold on Berman's nomination. The president should attack, saying this is a cover-up. They don't want an honest prosecutor like Berman because they have so much to cover up.
Beautifully said.
Truth.
Key. This is how we drain the swamp. Trump's trying to get swamp drainers in there. I mean, look at this guy that he brought in at the Federal Trade Commission, a known trust buster. I mean, he's really doing it. Kevin in Canada, you're on the air. Thank you for holding so patiently. Who is your nominee for Fake News 2017, my friend?
You remember in the 1990s when CNN did those live reports from Iraq, but they were actually...
Yeah, they said Scud missiles were attacking there on top of the building in Atlanta.
So to me, pointing out fake news from fake news organizations, it's kind of like pointing out the turd in the toilet bowl. It's much better for self-reflection, and I'd like to give my fake news story. So my fake news story of the year is definitely how you, Alex Jones, supported and dignified Steve Bannon, while at the same time, I don't want to say you were hurting Ivanka or Jared, but definitely you weren't on their side. You were more on Steve Bannon's side. I think that's much more intellectually smart to go down that way and discuss rather than just discussing fake news. It's been around since God.
Well, sure. I mean, we're saying, though, pointing out mainstream media's lies, but I'm going to say this right now. You were in the running, and I'm kind of going to be the – I feel like this is third place at least, Steak Nash, because I absolutely – when I'm wrong, I've made a huge deal out of the fact that I got suckered by Bannon and then found out he was the big leaker and the really bad guy. And Stone warned me 8 months ago, and I said, I don't know if I'm going to hire you because I don't like infighting. He said, look, it's not infighting. He's the one bringing them all in. He's the bad guy. I've discovered it. And I'm kind of sad that I even got Roger, which I never even do behind the scenes, that he kind of was a team player and we didn't go after Bannon, with a look and see. So you're absolutely right. I wouldn't call it like fake news like I tried to lie, but a mistake. You're right. Fake news 2017, Alex Jones' support of Stephen Bannon. Get his name, put him down the running for the steak knives or the $1,000 prize or whatever. I got to say it, Roger, he's right.
Oh, but in your defense, Alex, Bannon was talking like one of us. He made enormous promises to Trump supporters to bring them into the administration. He ended up delivering on none of them. We know that Breitbart was publishing excellent investigative.
Sure, but I don't make a lot. But you warned me. You warned me. You said, what do we do? This is bad. I'm worried. You were obsessed with it. You brought up clock continually. And I thought, are you having a pissing contest with him? Is this what this is? Because I go, you're like, no. And you, so I was wrong. So the caller's right. Let's admit, you're the one that smells like a rose in this. It's true.
Well,
I put out the fake news that Bannon was a good guy. But you're right. He was doing the right thing on the surface, so he didn't know. So it's not, still, it's a fair thing for the caller. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
People search the internet for everything, including you. With a few clicks, information from your past can be quickly discovered, from business deals gone wrong to misleading reviews, negative articles, and unflattering images. Studies show 78% of people search for someone online before doing business with them. Will they find the real you? With ReputationDefender.com, you can establish a positive internet presence. ReputationDefender.com pioneered the field with over a decade of experience, serving thousands of successful individuals and businesses. We use patented, award-winning systems to boost positive content and suppress negative material. Don't let the internet define you. Take control of your reputation today with ReputationDefender.com. For your quick, free reputation analysis, call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Troyer and others. The president is at this Bob Dole Center Announcement Award. Bob Dole's in a wheelchair. Bob Dole, you say what you want about him. He was a pretty good guy in a lot of ways. Got shot up in Italy and World War II and some of the same ground that my dad's dad chewed. So, you know, whatever. Bob Dole. I know you worked for Bob Dole, didn't you? Didn't you, Roger?
Yeah, I was a staff assistant to Senator Bob Dole from 1973 to 1974. I think he's a great American patriot. You notice that after the Republican Party nominated Donald Trump and the Bushes refused to endorse him and headed for the hill.
Dole backed him.
Now he backed him. At his age, he got in an airplane and he was barnstorming across the country for him.
Worked in the system, and when he saw a shot, he got behind it.
He's a great, great patriot. And, you know, he does not have, as you know, the use of his right hand. His arm was shattered by an enemy shell in World War II. He was told that he would never walk again. He was told he would never be able to feed himself.
He got basically cut in half with a machine gun.
Exactly. And he nursed himself back to health, got himself elected to the U.S. House, got himself elected to the U.S. Senate, came to the attention of one Richard M. Nixon, who made him Republican National Chairman. He's a great, great patriot.
Well, I agree. Compared to these other people, like you said, you kind of find out with backing Trump who's who, haven't we?
Well, you know, it's nothing like adversity to tell you who your friends are. The Kasichs and the Flakes and the McCains and the Bushes, these people are midgets. Bob Dole is a giant, truly a giant.
We shouldn't forget, we came within 1 millimeter with the whole fake edited grabbing by the you-know-what deal when the vice president almost dove on him. And I'm not bragging, but you remember you called me, and I was like, we're going straight forward here. I mean, because this is a war, folks. We know the globalists don't want our dog in the fight, Trump. We back the dog.
Well, you never wavered, Alex. When I remember it very distinctly when I called and told you that the party leaders were talking about convening the Republican National Committee, dumping Trump as the nominee, replacing him with Pence. And you said, if they do that, they will lose. We've got to stick with Trump. This will pass. And within about 48 hours, it did pass.
Which, again, we're going to see hoax after hoax after hoax after hoax after hoax. So just get ready for it. Let's take some more phone calls here with Roger Stone. This is, we're going to take a lot more calls next hour. I kind of, not much this hour, as it's the first guest we've had today is Roger Stone. And he's had his office invaded by some folks, but that's fine as well. We're going to go to the calls we've been holding the longest here. Mike in North Dakota, you're on the air with Roger Stone. Thanks for holding.
Yes, Alex, thank you. I've been listening since 2010, first time I've been able to call in, so happy to do so.
Thank you, sir. God bless. What's on your mind?
Okay, I got a few bullet points that key into this point. My nomination is going to all the way back to the beginning when President Trump gave his inaugural speech and his announcement, and the next day it was CNN and then other places picked it up of how all Mexicans were criminals, they're rapists, they were bringing in their worst, they're horrible people. And the reason why this is so important is it's the origin of Trump is a racist. He's not. He's Hitler. All his supporters are Nazis, white nationalists, and all this, which laid the foundation for the liberal, this crazy liberal social hysteria that in turn laid the groundwork and basically validated the radical sect of Black Lives Matter and Antifa, when they had all these riots and massive protests and all that, starting when they shut down Trump's speech in Chicago, it caused millions and millions and millions of dollars of damage.
Which, by the way, we have the WikiLeaks Hillary did fund to then blame Trump and blame Sanders. She had folks dress up like Sanders people. I first learned it from Matt Dibiel, who knows the police, and then Roger Stone. Later, it was all confirmed that, indeed, they staged that. But did Bernie Sanders get mad at Hillary? No, because he just went along with it. It's truly sickening. So I agree. Up there at the top, Russia's huge. But what's been more effective, the whole Russia thing's been fake, is the race thing. You can't really debunk it because it's just made up to begin with. And so, I mean, I agree that the whole Trump is a racist thing is right up there at the top. Let's put you in the running. That's been one of the lowest level calls we've gotten, you know, only 4 or 5 of like 100 we've taken, saying it's the race thing. I think the race thing's right up there with Russia in the fake news. We'll put you on hold. Thank you, Mike. Roger, I mean, for you, what is the biggest fake news the last year? Is it the race-based narrative or that Trump doesn't want to help the people narrative, you know, that lie? Or is it the Russiagate thing? We know it's all a lie. My God. I mean, you know, I'm not for straight up affirmative action just because, it, you know, like they're even saying they're going to let Asians now have top grades because, you know, they're Asian. They're getting it all. If Asians have the top 9 slots, most white folks are on the side of the road when it comes to comparatively. But I want to help everybody. But Trump's doing direct investment in mainly black areas because he said he would do it. And you know, he wants to prove that. He wants to break the back of that lie. But where are the black leaders thanking Trump? Well, we know most of the King family is.
Alex, to answer your question, I think the single greatest fake news story of the year is the assertion that Donald Trump was not under surveillance at Trump Tower, that the deep state was not spying on him. We have proven that to be a lie repeatedly. You recall that.
Well, first they said they were surveilling, then they said they never had. Sorry, go ahead.
When our friend Judge Napolitano reported that for Fox, they waited until after 5 o'clock in the LA Times, past the deadline on the East, reported that Napolitano had been fired, And then they said that he had been suspended. Neither thing were true. And to this day, he has never gotten an apology from either Fox or from the L.A. Times, despite the fact that he's been proven entirely correct, that they did have Donald Trump and his aides, including yours truly, in that story, under surveillance.
Oh, they said he was the kingpin of it. And then a day later, they said they never said it. So let me ask you this question. What is our legal recourse? I don't want to just sue people, but, you know, when you're watching congressional hearings, I used to tell you a year ago, oh, stop it, it's a joke. But once they were saying I was a Russian spy, I flipped out because I know it's not true, and it's incredible. And then they're the ones on the Uranium One payroll.
This has been the chutzpah award should be given to these people because time and time again, what they have accused us of is exactly what they are doing. I still believe today the single greatest threat that we face is the effort by the tech giants, Google, YouTube, yes, Facebook, Twitter, to try to limit our ability to communicate with the legions of the president.
That's beyond fake news. That's the end of news. That is the great censorship that we're going to cover next hour. And again, Trump is still at the Bob Dole event. Do you think he's going chumping the media, trolling him? He's going to go to the White House? Is he going to do a live feed? What's going to happen in an hour?
The only thing that's predictable about Donald Trump is that he is entirely unpredictable.
I know that, but let's put your money on it. You got to place your bet right now, Roger Stone. 90% of the time he delivers on what he says. He's already moved this once, though, telling me he wants a bunch of production done that hadn't been done. Maybe he's being sabotaged. Maybe there's a national security crisis. Other than that, you know him. I mean, why wouldn't he deliver? They're going to say he choked.
Well, he also understands the news cycle, so maybe he's stretching this out to get several stories. I can't wait until he presents the very first Tapper. That's what they're calling the fake news award. The little statuette is called a Tapper.
Oh, wait, you were told that?
I heard somebody say that at the White House, yeah. Now, I don't know if it was facetious or whether it was real, but it's a pretty damn good idea.
I blur on air, off air, then I want to be careful that I don't say something that's secret. But you specifically talked to an individual where the president said, my hands are tied, but you don't want to say who it was. But I mean, the president directly said, my hands are tied, meaning they're saying, look, we're all going to get blown up and killed, even though we're spying on you, if you don't let us do this.
Well, the person that told me this said, facetiously, said, well, they probably showed him a video of John Kennedy being killed. Unfortunately, that's not that far from the truth in the sense that we've had two coups in this country. One was a political coup, 1974. The other one was a violent coup, 1963. And I do think that the enmity of the establishment for Trump is such. You see lunatics advocating his assassination on Twitter every single day. Would the deep state stoop to that? They've done it before.
Hell, Mudd says they're going to kill him. All right. I don't know if you're coming up the next hour and check your schedule, but we're going to come back. I'm going to continue hosting with Owen Schroyer and the rest of the great crew, Roger Stone, you name it, straight ahead. Tomorrow's news today. This is the People's Choice Fake News Awards. With your calls, I will finish these 7 or 8 callers right now, and then we're going to see if the president shows up or not. If not, we just roll forward with the awards. Spread the word.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
I'm so excited. The new product at InfoWarsLife.com in a glass bottle, 2 month servings, filled to the brim, filled to the absolute top, the real red pill. This is a heart